بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه الطاهرين ما دام ما في السماوات والأرضين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اللهم إنا نسألك علما ينفعنا وارفعنا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته جماعة المسلمين all thanks and praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Quran وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you endeavor to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to put a number to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times we experience a blessing and we experience many blessings, but the moment we are faced with an adversity, we forget that in that adversity we are still enjoying many blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times it happens as such, and the Arabs say النِعْمَةُ إِذَا فُقِدَتْ عُرِفَتْ, that when we are deprived of a blessing and then we come to recognize the value of that particular blessing. And therefore some of our scholars, they would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah, O Allah, let not deprivation be the means of us recognizing your blessings. Let us recognize your blessings whilst we are still enjoying those blessings. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you are indeed conscious and you are grateful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then indeed I will increase you in those blessings. And it's important to mention that of the greatest blessings, or rather the greatest blessing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, is the blessing of Islam and the blessing of Iman. Alhamdulillah ala ni'matil Islam, Alhamdulillah ala ni'matil Iman. All thanks and praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great blessing, this blessing which will ensure our success, ensure our felicity, both in this world as well as in the year after. And true success, we need to remind ourselves time and time again, is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to as success. The Arabic term for success is fawz. We commonly use it as a name as well. Of old, we would name a person fawz. Fawz means success. Fawz means felicity. And we have attached felicity and success to different things. By and large, we've attached success to our material existence. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about success, Allah says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ. The key word being faz, from the word foes. That a person who's able to distance himself from the fire of hell and cause himself to enter into paradise, such is a successful person. And the fact that you and I are encouraged, those of us who had the opportunity to perform Hajj, there are certain prescribed supplications that we perform while we circumambulate around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When one approaches the black stone, it is a renewal of that covenant that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And time again, we need to be reminded about this covenant. And what is that covenant? In what some scholars refer to as ayatu alas, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us and says, Alastu bi rabbikum. In the realm of the souls, Allah addressed you and me. And when we were in this realm, there was no spiritual blindness. And Allah asked the question, posed the question, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Lord? And we responded by saying, absolutely. In English terms, we would respond by saying, absolutely. That covenant which we took with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah took that covenant and placed it in the black stone. So whenever we come by and we come circumambulate the black stone, what do we say? Allahumma imanan bika, wa tasdiqan bi kitabika, wa wafa'an li ahdika. Fulfillment of that covenant which you took with us, which you have placed in this black stone, I hereby fulfill that covenant. May Allah grant us the ability to fulfill that covenant. And in the first round, when we go around, the supplication is, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah. We're talking about felicity. From the time we move from the black stone, past the multazam, which we cling to, which we adhere to, which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connecting to the house of Allah, thereby connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we fervently, multazam means to cling to adhere to stick to. What do we stick to? What do we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we sticking to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adhering, clinging to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nas'aluka ridhaka wal jannah. That ultimate success. We ask for your happiness and we ask that you enter us into paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those. So we thank Allah for making us from amongst the believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that felicity. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of a Friday. خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ شَمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day upon which the sun rises is none other than the day of Jumu'ah. Today is a special day. Today is a day that we should single out for all good acts, acts of charity. But particularly two things we need to highlight. And that is we need to bring our day through with sending abundant peace and blessings upon our beloved Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi sallam. As he said, إِنَّ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ أَيَّامِكُمْ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. If Friday is the best day, then you must do the best of actions. And what is the best of actions? فَأَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ. Send abundant peace and blessings upon me. And secondly, we should take out the opportunity, and our today's topic of discussion revolves around this particular concept, this phenomenon of istighfar, this phenomenon of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking Allah's forgiveness. There are many verses in this particular regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, says to us, Tubu ila Allahi jami'an, that turn to Allah, repentant, turn to Allah, ask Allah for forgiveness, la'allakum tuflihun, in order that you may be successful. Successful is not to be void of sin, as every son of Adam is prone to sin. Kullu bani Adam khatta'un. Every son of Adam will make a mistake. Wa khayrul khatta'in at-tawwabun. But the best of those who make mistakes, in other words, the best of those of us who make mistakes are those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repentant. And when we repent to Allah, that is one of the means of us attaining felicity and attaining our success in this world as well as in the year after. I want to mention a few verses, a set of verses that follow in order regarding this concept of tawbah, regarding this concept of forgiveness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, and perhaps we could do the cause of revelation. Every verse or most verses have a cause of revelation. A group of people, and this narration is in Bukhari, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam and said, what was the status quo? The narration reads, قَتَلُوا فَأَكْثَرُوا الْقَتْلِ. They were guilty of killing. And not only one, two, three people, hundreds of persons, they were guilty of killing them. وَزَنَوْا فَأَكْثَرُوا الزِّنَا. They were guilty of adultery and fornication, not on an ad hoc basis, but they were guilty of continuously perpetrating and committing adultery and fornication. They came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said to him that which you are calling us towards, you're calling us to Islam, it is very good. But tell us, what about our killing? What about our committing adultery and fornication? What about that? And based on that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the following verse. So this is being revealed in relation to sinners, to perpetrators, those who have violated the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Ya ibadi, these are perpetrators. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them and doesn't absolve himself of them. So if you sinned, Allah hasn't absolved himself from you. In other words, Allah doesn't say, I want nothing to do with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to you and me and says, Ya ibadi, O my slaves. And then uniquely as the verse go, Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu. Those who have transgressed against themselves. Asrafu ala anfusihim. They have transgressed against themselves. So the word Ya ibadi is a plural word. Oh my slaves. It's very general. Everybody. And then the word alladhina is also general. It includes everybody. And therefore our scholars, they say that this particular verse refers to a disbeliever who wants to accept Islam, and it also refers to a believer who is a sinner and he wants to repent for his sins. This particular verse, the way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing you and me, it encompasses all of us. And then uniquely, Allah uses the word israf. its wrath means to be extravagant, to go beyond the normal boundaries and the means. In other words, you have transgressed against yourself. And when we read Quran, the inspiration that I received whilst preparing the lesson was that every word in Quran has such a great and significant meaning. Allah says here, say to my slaves, all of my slaves, those who have transgressed, and Allah uses the word ala, upon themselves. So the word ala means upon. So this gives us an idea of how we should conceptualize of sins. When we perpetrate a sin, a person kills, a person commits adultery or fornication, what is actually happening? The word ala tells you that he's placing upon himself, ala means atop, he's placing a burden upon himself that he's unable to bear. And then when you seek Allah's forgiveness, what are you doing? You're ridding yourself of that burden which you are unable to carry. Neither are you able to carry it in this world, and neither are you able to carry it in the year after. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is Allah's message to us? Allah says, لَا تَقَنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, that do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there's a narration, and once whilst we were walking through the haram, I heard one of the lectures in one of the classes, he was quoting this particular narration. And what fell onto my ears was this part of the narration. The narration says, O Adam, Allah is talking to you and me. Allah says that if you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the space between the heavens and the earth filled with sin, how much sin do you need to commit to fill that space which exists between the heavens and the earth? If you come to me with that amount of sin, and you do not associate any partners unto me, and you want me to forgive you, then I will equate that with forgiveness. Subhanallah. Yes, Allah saying, you have transgressed against yourself. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Al-Haddad, many of us, at different points in our life, we tell ourselves that I want to reform, but I am not worthy to reform. I want to reform, but looking at my past and looking at my own nature and understanding myself, I'm not worthy to reform. Imam Al-Haddad tells us that that is a deception from the devil. What does Allah say? No matter what your status quo is, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a beautiful thing, a beautiful word of Imam Al-Haddad, which was an encouragement to myself, and I pray it is an encouragement to you. He says that when you journey to Allah, سيروا إلى الله. So you're thinking you're journeying to Allah. How does he say, how must you journey to Allah? He says, journey to Allah, araj, arajan. So araj refers to a person that has both legs, but the one leg is crippled. So in other words, when you journey to Allah, travel to Allah, but you don't have to be an able-bodied individual physically to be able to journey to Allah. Spiritually, if you're crippled, in your crippled way, journey to Allah. Let that not be an excuse for you not to journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah is telling us, وَمَكَاسِرْ, مَكَاسِرْ, in your broken way, in your crippled way, in your small way, in what you consider to be an insignificant way, do not journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you are crippled and broken, that is how Allah wants you to journey. And if you come to Allah in that way, how does Allah come to you? You come crawling, Allah comes walking. You come walking, Allah comes running. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats us. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Let us not despond as regards to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. What does Allah say here? You can, each one of us, we can do and list our own sins. We know best how we have transgressed against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah forgives all sins. But importantly here, which our scholars highlight, if you sin, Allah is going to punish you. But we want Allah to forgive our sins. Allah doesn't forgive your sins like that. There are certain conditions and criterion that you and I have to meet in order for Allah to forgive our sins. And the primary criterion is that we must, and here the next verse comes. We want Allah to forgive our sins. Allah says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, turn to your Lord. Return to Allah. Return to Allah repentant. So now, we understood this particular part of the verse. Allah tells us firstly, that do not despair of the mercy of Allah. That's one thought. Immediately thereafter, Allah tells us, return to Allah. When you piece these two phenomena together, that don't despair about the mercy of Allah and return to Allah, from the Arabic language perspective, it gives you the idea of hastening. So Allah is telling you, don't despair about the mercy of Allah. Turn to Allah and be quick about it. That's what Allah is telling us. Return to Allah and be quick about it. There's a verse in Surah An-Nisa where Allah says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ سُوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. Repentance and accepting your repentance is binding upon Allah. This is the language which Allah uses. Those who do evil, those who do vice, those who perpetrate, go against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when do they repent? They repent soon. And then what does Allah continue? Allah says, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ سَيِّئَاتِ. There is no repentance for those who do bad until death comes to them. And at that particular point, they now seek to be repented, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, no, the doors of repentance are closed. Let us not be from amongst those. Let us be from amongst those by nature we err. But let us be quick to repent and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jamaatul Muslimin, in what remains of my time, I want to, in a very nutshell, give you what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about. And perhaps not for me to look at the verses, but to explain to you the concept of what Allah talks about. Allah told us, hasten to Allah. List what happens. List Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the following happens. And Allah talks about it in, Allah says three things may happen. And this is referring to the day of judgment. List the following happens. أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت من الساخرين. List on the day of judgment, a person comes in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what does he do? He says, Ya hasrata. Oh. Now, again, when we read Quran, and may Allah grant us understanding of Quran. Many of us are reading Quran, but we don't understand the meanings of Quran. Many of us are reading Quran, and the understanding we get from Quran is a very literal understanding of Quran. It is void of the emotion. It is void of the spirituality. It is void of the psychology in terms of Quran. So here, in the Arabic language, when you want to call a person, not an inanimate object, an animate object of understanding, you use the term, Ya, oh so and so. For example, in Quran, Allah says, Ya ayyuhar Rasul, O Messenger of Allah. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Nabi. I say, Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah. So you use the word Ya to call out to something which is living, something animate. Ya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day of judgment, the person will say, he's so remorseful, so regretful, that he will consider his regret to be a living entity. And he will look for regret. And he will say, Ya hasrata, oh my regret. He says that right now, I need regret as a companion, so that I can express what I feel. So it's like, as if he's saying, oh regret, I require to be here at my side so that I can express you as I should express you. But at that particular point, is regret going to benefit him? Regret is not going to benefit him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uniquely, and again in preparing for this particular talk, Jamaatul Muslimin, if you think about yourself in a work situation, Allah is intimately, aware and cognizant and knows how our internal dynamic works. How you are physiologically wired up, Allah knows. How you are psychologically wired up, Allah knows. So to explain to you how well Allah knows you, if you were to work today and you must hand over a report today and you were given a particular mandate, what's going to happen? It's going to happen in the following order. Number one is when you come and stand in front of the manager or whoever you are accountable for, the first feeling that's going to come to you is regret. If only. You were told before that you have a week to present these mandates. You haven't presented the mandates. When you come for accountability, what is the first thought that comes to your mind? A thought of regret. The very same thing, if we don't take the necessary measures, is going to happen to us when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thought
that's going to beset us is going to be the thought of regret, if only. But as we are psychologically wired, after you express regret, what happens next? Imagine yourself, you're standing in front of the manager. So firstly, you're regretting in terms of what has happened. And this regret may be internal, but you're not expressing the regret. You're thinking to yourself, if only I did what I was supposed to do. So your regret is internal. It could very well happen when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your regret is internal. You don't express it. What's the second thing after you regret? The manager, your job is on the line. What are you going to do? Apologize, okay. That's an option. Ask for more time, interesting. Explain. You're going to look for a valid excuse. After you regret, to get yourself out of the pickle, you're going to look for a valid excuse. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that. And the verse is expressed along the following lines. أَوْ تَقُولَ لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِ لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ There's regret, but what does the person express? If Allah had guided me, then I would have been from those God-fearing ones. But Allah didn't guide me, so I wasn't from the God-fearing ones. In other words, I have a valid excuse. Regret, looking for excuses. And now when the excuses, which are not valid, on the day of Qiyamah, you're telling you present an excuse to the boss. What do you say? I didn't get the email. Now the boss takes out the email and shows you that there's the email which was sent to you a week ago. So now your excuse didn't work. What do you now ask for? Give me another chance. And in Arabic terms, it's called karra. Give me another chance. So this particular, what happens to us psychologically when we're faced with a challenge and we are held accountable in this world, the same process. And what must be noted here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights our stand when we need to be accountable in this world in psychologically in the exact order as it presents it to us. And Allah is telling you on the day of Qiyamah, let it not be that you go through the same process. And uniquely, normally in the Arabic language, when Allah mentions something in a particular order, and what is the order here, Jamaatul Muslimin? Regret, an excuse, and you ask for another chance. So when Allah is going to respond to you, He's going to respond in that particular order. When Allah breaks the order, it's for a particular reason. And here Allah breaks the order. He doesn't talk about your regret first. You must supposed to address your regret first. Why are you regretting? He must ask you first. Because that's the order in which you presented the problem. But Allah mentions first the excuse. Because the excuse is something that you may want to hold on to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, you don't have an excuse. In terms of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that لو أن الله هداني, you are asking that if Allah had guided you, this is your excuse. Allah says, بلا قد جاءتك آياتي, that my signs came to you. The Quran came to you. The messenger came to you. Your excuse is that you didn't receive the message, but you received the message. And your other excuse, so Allah mentioned that first, your other excuse was, فَرَدْتُ فِي جَنْبِ لَا acknowledge, I made a mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uniquely doesn't say that, yes, you transgress the limits. Allah doesn't say that. Allah says, istakbarta, that you had this quality. And what was that quality? One is negligence. So you have an employer, the person is negligent. You might even understand and accommodate and give the person another chance. But your problem is not your negligence. Your problem is kibr, istakbart. The law of Allah came to you. The verses of Allah were recited to you. The Prophet ﷺ showed you the way. And this is something that I can't accuse you of. This is something you and I need to do our own introspection. That when we are presented with the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are we from amongst those that Allah says one thing, but istakbarta. You have kibr. You cannot submit to the way of Allah. Allah says one thing, you do another thing. The law of inheritance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that your estate needs to be distributed along these lines. You consciously ignore that. That's israf. And then you're proud because you think you know better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will tell us on the day of Qiyamah, istakbart. You acknowledging that I was negligent. Allah saying negligence isn't the problem. If that was the problem, I could have overlooked it. Istakbart. You were proud. You considered yourself better than a person who has an iota of pride. Will Allah cause him to enter into paradise? May Allah grant us a submission. Therefore, Allah tells us earlier, I'm only discussing the very same verses. anibu ila rabbikum wa aslimu, submit to Allah. And if you don't submit to Allah, then you and I are worthy that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is saying to, wa wal kibriya'u ridai, my mantle. If I come into your house and I sit on your chair, if I come into your house and I eat your food, if I come into your house and I wear your turban, what are you going to think about me? Allah is going to say, kibr, being proud, that is my mantle. How is it that you took my mantle off and you clothed yourself in my mantle? Istakbart. May Allah save us from that. And the last one is, لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, I would have been from amongst the pious ones, the God-fearing ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond by saying, وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and you were from amongst those who were disbelievers. So on this very special day, Jamaatul Muslimin, on this very special day, and one of the lessons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us and our scholars teaches us is the value of time. Many of us procrastinate and many of us defer, particularly when it comes to reformation, when it comes to issues like forgiveness, when it comes to turning a new leaf. Friday is the perfect opportunity for that. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, Ya ibadi, O my slaves, alladhina asrafu ala anfusim, those who have transgressed against themselves, and who of us do not fit into that category. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, don't despair about the mercy of Allah. وَأَنِيبُوا, and hasten to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Jumu'ah, take our time. Send peace and blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ. Use this opportunity. سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ, the sunnah of Ya'qub alayhi salam. He said, I will defer my istighfar for Friday. Take out this time on a Friday. After Asr is the Mubarak time. Take out that time to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make today be that day that we turn back and we never look back. We're wandering around aimlessly in a desert of ignorance and no spirituality. Let us take today. Today must be that watershed moment that we look back and we say, it is that moment that I turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you turn to Allah, Allah turns towards you. May Allah grant us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.